This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Yesterday, the Boston Globe said it is suspending columnist Kevin Cullen for 3 months over problems in his reporting and public remarks following the Boston Marathon bombing. The Globe began investigating Cullen's columns in April after WEEI radio personalities raised questions about his stories. The Globe conducted two separate reviews. They revealed significant issues, including a conversation Cullen says he had with members of the Boston Fire Department that may never have happened. The newspaper says Cullen did not intentionally fabricate details in his columns themselves, although he did make a mistake in his first column after the attack, and the mistake was never corrected. In a statement to the Globe, Cullen said he'd been up all night and drinking when he granted interviews hours after the bombing and is sorry. Joining us now is WBUR senior news analyst John Carroll, an assistant professor of journalism at Boston University. John, good morning.
Good morning.
John, the review says that Cullen damaged his credibility, but that he did not commit irrevocable damage. What do you think?
Well, there are two issues here. One is, did Cullen give the impression in his columns and in his interviews in the wake of the bombings that he was there? And the Globe reviewers said essentially that he used evocative language, that it was a question of style, but he didn't intend to mislead people into thinking that he was actually at the bombing site when he was not. That is something that will be debated by a number of people, because the strong impression in both his radio interviews and columns, and including a column on the fifth anniversary of the bombing, is that he was there. He talks about, I can smell it, I can still taste it. Those are things that led people to accuse him of misleading the public in terms of where he actually was. The other issue is the stories that he told, the relationships he claimed with first responders that didn't exist, and the encounters with first responders that never happened. And those are the things that were really damaging in the eyes of the external fact finders, as they said. There's a couple of areas where the Globe, I think, is going to come in for some pretty serious criticism. One is that this was a classic Friday night news dump, which is where bad news goes to die. And the impression that the Globe left was it was trying to bury this as much as it could. The second is this idea that these are literary devices. Everybody knows that this is what columnists do. I think that's a pretty weak excuse for something that is pretty clearly misleading.
Do you feel that the punishment, 3 months unpaid suspension, in addition to the 2 months paid suspension that Cullen's already served, in your mind, does that punishment fit the crime?
When you look at the worst, the harshest scrutiny that the reviewers gave to Cullen, it is an incident that happened 4 months after at a conference that Cullen attended that was broadcast on C-SPAN, where he basically made up a story about encountering a fire official. That never happened. So that was labeled a complete fabrication by the reviewers. Many people look at that and say, you fabricated something, that's an automatic dismissal. That you cannot, as a news organization, countenance a journalist who fabricates something, who creates something out of thin air, especially given the history at the Boston Globe of other columnists, other Metro columnists, who have fabricated material and been dismissed. Mike Barnicle, Patricia Smith back in the late 90s. So I think this is going to be a sort of a subject of debate among a lot of people, whether the punishment really was proportionate to the crime.
And what about the Globe itself? What are we supposed to read into the now established fact that editors and managers at the Globe didn't catch these errors? And in fact, you know, they acknowledge that in that initial column that Cullen wrote right after the Boston Marathon bombing, the inaccuracies in that stood uncorrected up until now.
Right, that was a terrific failing by the Boston Globe in not overseeing the reporting process, for one thing, but also once it became clear, and it became clear at the time in the near aftermath of the bombings, that those stories were mistaken. He had the father of Martin Richard, one of the victims of the marathon bombings, running the marathon, which did not happen. It wasn't corrected until now. And there is a correction now on the website, but the Globe editors really failed in their duty to inform the public when they made a mistake.
John, thank you.
Thank you.
John Carroll is a senior news analyst for WBUR and teaches journalism at Boston University. This is 90.9 WBUR.